Have you ever given someone advice so good it changed their life? But when you faced a similar problem yourself, you didn't know what to do. You knew what they needed to hear, but somehow you couldn't apply it to your own situation. Why is that? Why are we so wise when we look at other people's problems, yet so lost when dealing with our own? So we're going to learn about a psychological phenomenon called Solomon's Paradox, and actually how flipping this internal switch could make you smarter, calmer, emotionally bulletproof, or just plain successful. So let's go back to one of the wisest men in history, King Solomon. Well known for his legendary wisdom and arbitrating fierce disputes, solving problems, using logic, insight, fairness, whatever it's going to be. But actually, here's the twist. When it came to his own life, Solomon actually made terrible decisions, messy relationships, political errors, disastrous personal judgment. So this contradiction then, being wise for others, but foolish for ourselves, became known as the Solomon's Paradox. The phrase was actually coined by psychologist Igor Grossman in 2014. After he studied why people give better advice to others than they do to themselves. It's not about intelligence, it's about perspective. Because Grossman research revealed something simple but profound. When we think about someone else's problem, we become more rational, more empathetic, and more strategic. But when you're in the middle of a storm, it's difficult to think straight. You get tunnel vision. You get emotional. You lose the wisdom you've learned over the years. But you can trick your brain into switching perspective, in fact, and regaining that clarity. You can literally become your own best advisor. So let's make this practical then. So when you're stuck in a situation, ask yourselves, if my best friend came to me with this problem, what would I tell them? Maybe you don't want to use your best friend. Maybe you want to use your brother or your sister or, you know, your cousin. I don't know. But someone you can relate to, that if they asked you, what advice would you give? So, for example, let's say you're in a bad relationship. You're scared to leave. Instead of spiraling, say, okay, well, if my brother was in a situation, what would I want for him? Suddenly, the answer becomes clear. And that's Solomon's paradox in action. Another thing you can do is talking to yourself in third person. Instead of asking, what should I do? You should ask, what should Jeevan do? What should John do? What should Tom do? What should Paul do? What should Steve do? You'll start to see then that you see yourself as an entity and look at yourself externally, not internally. It creates emotional distance and activates parts of the brain involved in rational thinking. Athletes can do this before competitions. It's like, come on, Jeevan, or come on, whoever. Their own name, externally. Presidents can do this before speeches. You can do it before anything that overwhelms you. So let's try a thought experiment. Imagine your life as a film. You're not in it. You're watching from the balcony. Popcorn in hand or nachos, whatever you like with your film. You see yourself arguing with your partner, struggling to focus, holding back on what you really want to do. From this perspective then, what does the you on screen need to hear? What advice would you yell from the rooftops or the balcony in this case? That's the clarity. That's the wisdom. And that's your Solomon self trying to speak. I mean, look, this is a really good example. A chess game. If you've ever, and I mean this in actual on a chessboard, not on the game on your phone. When you're playing, you're tense, you're zoned in, and you can miss things. But when you're sat on the sofa next to two players, and I know this, I've seen this myself, you're like, oh my God, how thick are these guys? It's blatantly obvious what the next move that guy's going to do or this guy's going to do, and this is what I would do. But when you're in the game, you don't see those moves. You don't see the whole board. You don't spot the traps. You know what the players should do when you look at them, but when you're in that situation, it's very difficult. Solomon's paradox then teaches us to be the spectator of our own chess game. Because wisdom isn't just what you know, it's how you apply what you know to yourself. So next time you're stuck for a decision, just pause for a second. Zoom out. See yourself as a pawn on a chessboard. Become that advisor that your future self will thank. Because clarity isn't rare, it's just misplaced. So again, just because you give good advice, it doesn't mean that you're good at advising yourself, even if you should be. And that's an area that we should all look to improve on. So don't be like Solomon. Be someone who can give yourself better advice than you give to others.